BAC Museum, the learning center located in Axarvin Village, welcomed nearly 11,000 visitors in its first 16 months of opening, marking an impressive start to its journey. People are drawn to its powerful exhibits and its mission to foster understanding around the human rights and the Holocaust. With such a dedicated audience, the museum is fast becoming a vital space for reflection and education here in Omaha. Hillary Nater Darish, Executive Director, shares that around half of the museum's visitors are from the general public, while the other half are students of all ages.
20% comes from the university, specifically with classes and faculty and staff, and then 30% are K-12. So we have a lot of 7th through 12th graders coming through the door, having conversations that match up either through an art lens or a social studies world history lens or a humanities human rights lens.
The balanced audience reflects the museum's broad interests, drawing in people of all backgrounds and educational levels.
Art really helps us to have a different perspective. Even if we're coming in for one reason or another, you get to see something, you get to interpret it the way you want, you don't have to listen to anyone else, and that comes back to you at another time, later in the day, end of the week, a month from now. It's just a really great experience and allows us to just kind of think deeper than we do.
The museum refreshes its exhibits every 6 months to keep the experience engaging and relevant. Nater Darish recently visited Mr. Bach in his Boston studio to discuss plans for the next exhibition.
It was a wonderful time. I spent many days with him and in his studio, and he's 91 and he's making new works. And some of these works were just on topic. I mean, he was talking about how our society reacts to people in different classes via race, and it was just amazing. And I'm like, gosh, he's 91 and he's still offering this beautiful perspective for us to really contemplate. He is still thinking about topics around human rights and just how to have hope and how to move forward. I think that's the most exciting thing. So when people come in the gallery, he has created these works recently, but next spring we will have works from 2024.
The current exhibit, After the Storm, Identity and Repair, it's open through December 22nd. And to deepen the visit experience, the museum also hosts lectures with UNO faculty who bring new insights into the exhibit's topics. More details at back.unomaha.edu. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.